A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Chaf Zayin, Rosh Hashanah 27a, pagination page 53. We're going to start from the facing page, one statement from the Mishnah. So we are starting on Chaf Vav Amud Beis 26b, pagination 52, about 20 lines from the bottom. At the end of the Mishnah, in some editions, there's a star in the beginning of the line, and then we begin. Shava HaYovel L'Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, the 50th year of the seven Shemitahs, and then Yovel cycle. So Yovel is equal L'Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. L'Tekiya, regarding the fact that Shofar is blown on Yovel as well. V'librachos, and regarding the fact that a full Musaf Shmona Esrei, full as in the type of Rosh Hashanah, a long Shmona Esrei of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros, is recited on Yovel. Yovel means Yom Kippur of the 50th year. And in that regard, Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are equal. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, writes, B'yom Tzom Shel Shnas HaYovel, on Yom Kippur of the 50th year, Mispalot Tefillas HaMusafim Teisha Brachos, we daven Musaf of 9 Brachos, K'mo Shehispalot B'Musaf Rosh Hashanah, like the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And this is only done at the time that Yovel is Noig. We don't have this in our time. But in the time of Yovel, it was equal to Rosh Hashanah as far as the davening of Musaf went. Let's move on to today's daf, counting up from the bottom about 10 lines. The first words on the line are Ba'al Malo, and then there's a two dots where we begin. Quoting our Mishnah, Shovel HaYovel L'Rosh Hashanah L'Tkiya V'L'Brachos. Yovel is equal to Rosh Hashanah regarding the shofar blowing and the davening of Musaf. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak made a statement, K'man Matzlina Ha'idna. Whose opinion are we following when we daven nowadays the words in Rosh Hashanah Shmona Esrei? Zeh Hayom Techilas Ma'asecha. Today is the beginning of your work, Hashem. Zikaron liyom rishon. It's a remembrance to the first day, which sounds like today is the day of creation. Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, is the day of creation. Kaman, whose opinion are we following when we make a statement that today is the day of creation? So Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak came to the conclusion, Ki Rabbi Eliezer, it must be following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the Omar, because he's the one who says, B'tishrei nivra ha'olam, in Tishrei, the world was created. We encountered a machlokas previously, in which one opinion said that the world was created Tishrei, and a different opinion said that the world was created in Nisan. So if we're going to say on Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, today is the day of your creation, a remembrance of the original day, so obviously we're following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that the world was created in Tishrei. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. That's the way he assessed this topic. There's a problem. And the problem is readily apparent, because we're talking about Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, and we're saying that Yovel is going to have the same type of Musaf that Rosh Hashanah has, in which case we have a problem, because Yovel is not Zikaron L'Yom Rishon Techilas Ma'asecha. It's not the day of creation on the calendar. The calendar date of creation, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, is Rosh Hashanah. So if we're going to mimic the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah on Yovel, there's a statement in that Shmona Esrei that doesn't match Yovel. Masiv Ravina. Ravina asked the following question. Shava Yovel l'Rosh Hashanah l'Tkiyah v'l'Brachos. Yovel is equal to Rosh Hashanah regarding the shofar blasts and the brachos, the Shmona Esrei of Musaf. There's a statement in the Rosh Hashanah Shmona Esrei about creation, and this is the anniversary date of creation, the Rosh Hashanah Isa, that makes sense for Rosh Hashanah over Yovel Lesa, and it makes no sense to say it on Yovel. Now the Gemara answers, Kiketani Ashaira. When we learnt that Yovel is just like Rosh Hashanah, it was talking about everything else. There is one statement in there that we're not going to copy. You're supposed to use your seichel, you're supposed to be paying attention, and that's true. There's going to be a statement that's not going to be said on Yovel, it's going to be omitted. But for the most part, we're repeating the Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah on Yovel. This answer, Kiktani Yashaira, we were talking about everything else except for that one sentence, is not such a far-fetched answer. We find, for example, that our Shmona Esrei clearly has been adjusted to make it appropriate for our times. In the time that the Beis HaMikdash was standing, then the text regarding the service would obviously have been different. They're not going to be talking about rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash if the Beis HaMikdash was standing. There are different things that are adjusted. Benching, Uvenei Yerushalayim, and build Yerushalayim. In the time that Yerushalayim was built, the text would be different. And there are little nuances that would be adjusted, but when we say Yovel mimics Rosh Hashanah Shmona Esrei, we're talking about 9 brachas instead of 7. We're talking about the basic structure and not every little particular, if there's a particular wording that has to be adjusted. Like we have in Shmona Esrei, V'sechazenu einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion brachamim. Let us be zocha to see as Hashem returns to Yerushalayim in his presence, rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the 3rd Beis HaMikdash. So, yeah, while the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they didn't talk about the 3rd Beis HaMikdash necessarily. They weren't, that's not the exact text. That's all fine. And therefore, the answer is not so hard to understand. The question, however, is, going back to Rav Ina, what did Rav Ina want? How did he propose solving his problem? He proposes a problem, Masiv Ravina. He's asking that Yovel has to be like Rosh Hashanah. And if you have a statement, Zeh Yom Techilas Ma'asecha Zikaron L'Yom Rishon, then you can't say that on Yovel, and they're not going to be the same. Okay, so what do you propose? Is Ravina proposing that Yovel is not like Rosh Hashanah? That would be arguing with a Mishnah. What exactly is he arguing on? What is he proposing? So if you look at Taisvis in Keman, the 3rd Taisvis, Taisvis asks, Tema, I'm in wonderment, Hakai Malan Rabbi Yeshua. We find that in different respects, when we do the Jewish calendar, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that Benisan Nivra Ha'olam, that the world was created in Nisan. For example, Birchas HaChama, we say that the time that the sun was set into motion was a time in Nisan. And when we want to commemorate it every 28 years, we talk about a date in Nisan by the Tekufa. But we're talking about Nisan. We're talking about that time of the year as the time of creation. Va'omar Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says that that's what Rav Ina was asking on, and that was his proposed solution. He wasn't arguing on the Mishnah that said Yovel is the same as Rosh Hashanah. he was arguing on Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, who said, "Kiman matzlinan ha'idna." Whose opinion is being followed when we say, "Zehayom techilas maasecha zikaron liyom rishon"? This is the day of the beginning. And that follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that the world was created in Tishrei. Ravina was saying, "I disagree with that assessment." Says Taisvis, when it says, "Techilas maasecha," it's talking about a day of judgment, a day of renewal, a day of reassessment. Sha'olam nidon bo lehiskayim olav, that the world is being judged to continue or not. V'zeh shayich nami b'yom kippur de yovel. Once you take it in a more general sense as a day of judgment, rather than the technical date of creation, so then yovel can just as well be a day on which we recite these words. Zeh hayom techilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon. It's a day, the beginning of your actions. It's a day of renewal, a day of judgment to decide if we're going to continue, so to speak. And it's a remembrance to the day of creation. It is. It's a remembrance. It's a day of judgment that, once again, will set things into motion. And what Ravina was after was that this statement is not limited to Rosh Hashanah. It could happen on Yovel too. And therefore, if it could happen on Yovel too, then it could happen on Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, according to Rabbi Yeshua as well. Because Rabbi Yeshua also acknowledges whenever the world was created, but the date, Yom Hadin, for whatever reason, is in Tishrei. Tosfos points out at the end, Mashayosad Rabbi Lazar HaKalir, the famous Paiton who created the extras to davening, piyutim, poetry, he words it both in Tishrei and in Nisan. He talks about Shenivra Ha'olam, the piyutim for the holidays in Tishrei, and the piyutim for the holidays in Nisan, both have this idea that the world was created at this time. Omar Rabbeinu Tam explained the Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that they're both true. Tosfos proposes that in Tishrei Hashem intended to create the world, but it wasn't actually created until Nisan, or however we understand how two things can be true. But there's a reality that we are limited in our mind frame and in the way we exist to the limitations of time. But in Hashem's world, there was impact in Nisan, there was impact in Tishrei. In certain ways, we follow each. And therefore, as far as recognizing the importance of this time of year, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging them both in some regard as being times of creation. But going back to the Gemara again, Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are equal. It could be they're equal except for this one sentence, or according to Ravina, it could be that this sentence is totally compatible to Yovel, and Tosfos is pointing out, and likewise it is therefore compatible with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, because regardless of when the world was created, the day of judgment can be referred to as Techilas Ma'asecha, a beginning of your deeds. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.